This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Amongst all the NFL news, Kenny Pickett now being traded to the Raiders, Hendrickson getting his deal. We got some news today that came down in the college football world as well. Michigan, the Wolverines, may be on a little bit of a bounce back, but they're still in the news as well. Bryce Underwood is going to get the start as a true freshman. They had a great commitment last week with Savion Hyder. And we know about the punishment to the school and to Sharon Moore. To talk about all things Michigan, joining us right now is someone who covers the team for the Ann Arbor News as well as M Live. Thank you so much to Aaron McMahon for coming through. Aaron, how are you?
I'm well. Good evening. Good to be with you.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Well, we learned that we got an 18-year-old, 6'4", 230-pound quarterback, Bryce Underwood, is going to take the lead here for the Michigan Wolverines. This is quite a fast turn, right? The swapping out from LSU, committing to Michigan, and now he's getting a start.
Yeah, freshly minted 18-year-old, too. He just turned 18 last week. It's been quite an interesting last 9 months or so. I mean, this is a kid who, as you said, was originally committed to LSU. Michigan kind of swooped in last minute, offered a lucrative NIL package to kind of convince him to stay home and play for the Wolverines. And here he is, their starting quarterback. At the same time, I'm not that surprised. I've been calling it kind of the worst-kept secret in Ann Arbor for the last couple of months. The situation was right for him to come in and win the job. Michigan really struggled last year at quarterback, started three different guys, two of them left, and the third guy is injured. So, Michigan tried to bring in some competition to push Bryce Underwood a little bit. They brought in a transfer from Fresno State, and Mikey Keene, highly productive kid who started 35 games at the college level. He's been banged up and injured pretty much since he got to Michigan, so he hasn't been able to practice a ton. In a way, the red carpet's been kind of rolled out, and Bryce Underwood, Michigan just wrapped up camp, and the coaches decided that they're going to roll with him, this year.
Is he going to get a long rope and a long leash throughout the course of the season?
It sounds that way. Sharon Moore was asked that today. The coaches have been asked that question. It sounds like they're prepared to ride with him for a while. Through the ups, and through the downs that are surely going to happen, right? This is a talented kid. He was a five-star kid at high school, highly successful, won two state titles here in the state of Michigan. He had all the big programs after him. He was the number-ranked recruit in the country for a reason. But that doesn't come without pitfalls, right? He's going to make mistakes. Folks close to him have said that, right? He's not going to be perfect every game. And I think Michigan's okay with that. This is kind of going to be, a testing season for him to see how he fares. And look, Michigan's schedule early on, it isn't easy. And they go to Oklahoma week two, and they open the Big Ten slate week four at Nebraska. So he's going to get some tests here early on.
And most definitely, Michigan football beat writer Aaron McMahon is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about Sharon Moore. We know that he'll be out there for the first game against New Mexico. But then he's going to miss games three and games four. How is that potentially going to affect the development of Bryce Underwood and then the team in whole?
Yeah, it's a good question, right? When you look at the kind of big picture, Sharon isn't coaching the quarterback. So in terms of development for Bryce, I don't see it having much of a factor. If anything, you know, it will matter. I mean, he's the head coach. He dictates how practice goes. He dictates the lead of the team. But if there's anything we've learned about this Michigan program the last few years, they've kind of been able to withstand some of that stuff. I mean, they played without Jim Harbaugh a few years back for six games. They will do it just fine. It will be noticeable. Obviously, he won't be in the silence. He won't be at practice in those days leading up to those games. Sharon's going to have to find someone to take over for him. But in terms of Bryce Underwood, I don't see it having much of an impact. They brought in a veteran offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach in Chip Lindsey this offseason to kind of help mold Bryce Underwood, turning him into that NFL prodigy that some folks think he can eventually be. And I think that's going to really what matters when it comes to Bryce.
Well, even outside of Sharon's two games that he's going to miss, we know that the school got hit with a $20 to $30 million fine as a result of the recruiting violations and then also taking a look, obviously, at the sign stealing. There's some people who go, hey, it's Michigan. Who cares about $20, $30 million? Still a lot of money if you ask me. What are your thoughts on the financial part of the punishment?
Yeah, I think it's a bigger hit than some folks think. As you said, I think some casual fans or some folks look at the penalties and think, oh, it's money. As you said, Michigan can deal with it. They have the boosters to pay it. And that may be the case, but you've also got to factor in these days. I mean, athletic department budgets are more pressured than ever before with revenue sharing and NIL, pressure and everything else. In fact, Michigan's athletic director earlier this year was coming out and saying, he came out and said, hey, we need to find new revenue streams to help pay the bills here because, they're paying out the $20.5 million a year to student athletes. So that money is going to have to be made up elsewhere, whether it's from, boosters and donors, maybe the collectives having to step in a little bit and increase their funding. But it's not a small chunk of change. I mean, that's almost a good chunk. That's almost an entire athletic department budget at a MAC or Sunbelt school. So, in terms of Michigan, it's probably 20 to 25% of the budget. But again, that's going to force the athletic department and their AD to have to go to the school and say, hey, we need money to help, make up this gap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Aaron McMahon is here with us, Michigan football writer for Ann Arbor News as well as M Live. Well, yeah, somebody got to pay the bills. Bryce Underwood, Savion Hyder, guys are coming in. Michigan is still having no problem going out here recruiting. We know defense is probably going to carry them throughout the course of the season. What are you expecting from the team in general?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, they've got a lot of question marks really on both sides of the ball. You know, we talked about Bryce Underwood and how he's going to look like. They're expecting the offensive line to take a step forward with a group that wasn't very good last year, along with a group of receivers that really underperformed each season ago. So, you know, I think the expectation is that the offense will be better than it was last year. That's not very hard to do, given the Michigan's ineptness throwing the football last year. The question just is how much of a leap they make. And I think that's going to determine really you know, the trajectory of this Michigan football team. I think the defense, look, they lost a lot of big names last year. You know, guys who went NFL draft first round, Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, Will Johnson, those All-American names. But they did a good job of kind of backfilling them with depth. You know, I look at this roster defensively, it really reminds me of their 2023 national championship team, where you didn't have a lot of household names, but you had a lot of guys that can go in and play, and there wasn't a ton of drop off with the second guys that came in the field. So they're going to, you know, depend on depth on the defensive side of the ball, and they're going to lean on the offense to take a step forward with Bryce Underwood at quarterback. And I think, realistically speaking, I think you're looking at probably an 8 or 9 win Michigan team. It's certainly worlds better than what they were last year, 7-5 in the regular season, and it took wins over Ohio State and Alabama in the bowl game to get to 8 wins. So I think you're looking at a Michigan team that's maybe not necessarily competing for a Big Ten title, but on the outskirts looking in when it comes to the playoff picture at the end of the year.
Well, Aaron, with all the names that happen to be committing to the Wolverines, at what point in time do you think they'll get back into that championship contention for Big Ten titles and elsewhere? And how much rope is Sherrone Moore going to get in trying to get them back there?
Yeah, I think they're really a year or two away. You know, you mentioned the recruiting, and I you can make a case Sherrone Moore is recruiting better than Jim Harbaugh ever did at Michigan. Jim Harbaugh and his staff were very good at identifying 3 and 4 levels, 4-star recruits, and kind of molding them into their way of doing things and turning them NFL, you know, developing them into NFL prospects. Sherrone Moore is kind of chasing those high 4s and 5-star kids, those guys that are those superstar high school recruits, and trying to bring them in and getting them to play right away. You've seen that with Bryce Underwood. You mentioned Savion Hyder, the 5-star running back they have coming in next year. They got a 5-star offensive tackle this year that they thought was going to have really had a shot to start. He ended up giving a season-ending knee injury last week and won't be able to play this year. But they're really kind of going after those high-level kids. And if a good chunk of those players turn out, I do think you're going to see Michigan back in the national title picture maybe next year or certainly 2027.
Yeah, it seems that way. Well, you mentioned Jim Harbaugh. They won the national championship. That's what people care about. They want to see the Wolverines go out there and beat Ohio State. Does anybody care? Like the general sentiment amongst Wolverines, the fans, the community, are people still don't care? They're like, hey, Harbaugh brought us a championship. He went back to the NFL. And okay, yeah, sure, we got fined. People are just, have people moved on? Does it hurt as much?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think they care much here in Ann Arbor. I think they're happy with the national title. You got to remember, you know, before the national title win in 2023, Michigan had gone a very long time, you know, more than 25 years without winning a national championship. And you know, up until 2021, Jim Harbaugh had largely underwhelmed. You know, he had a decent record, wasn't able to beat Ohio State. They weren't able to win a Big Ten title. So I think the fan base was so desperate and so they wanted championships. They wanted success. I think they got a taste of that in 2021 and 2022, and then obviously winning the national title in 23. In a way, they'd become, in a way, kind of what they detested, right? There's always this inclination up here in the north that the SEC was a bunch of cheaters, and that was the reason they won national titles and everything else. Whereas Michigan bent the rules. You can make the case, if not cheated, to win a national championship. And you know, I think when all said and done, I think Michigan fans are largely fine with it. You know, they bent the rules. They did things that maybe other schools weren't doing, but they got the national championship on it. They got success. They won titles. It was a great 3-year run here in Ann Arbor, and I think they wouldn't trade that for anything.
Yeah, you sign up and keep it. Hey, Aaron, thank you so much for the time, lending your expertise. Where can people follow you and all of your work covering the Wolverines?
Yeah, we're at MLive.com/Wolverines, and then I'm on X Twitter at Aaron McMahon, Aaron with 2 A's, and McMahon, McMahnn.
Hey, Aaron, we'll catch you on down the line. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.